For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.
There is a Northeast Arkansas. You agree with me? Amen. You agree with that?
Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin talking to those who attended the State of the City address at the Cooper Alumni Center at Arkansas State University has used that as a rallying cry to start off his speech.
I guess I just kind of get so tired of hearing about certain parts of the state. Okay? I don't know about y'all, but I won't mention those. But I can tell you right now that I do preach pretty hard, but I can tell you this, there is Northeast Arkansas.
And he says that Jonesboro continues to be the regional hub and is expected to have continued near record growth at about 3% this year. He says that projection will hold through for the next several years at about 3 or 4% is what he projects. Perrin talked about several of the projects and events that are anticipated for 2018. He says one event that's coming up in a few weeks will be the start of groundbreaking work for Jonesboro's Hotel and Convention Center on the A-State campus.
We're going to have a convention center at Arkansas State University campus. In fact, I think the chancellor told me a while ago that Tim O'Reilly, I talked to Tim about a month ago, he should start bringing equipment in on February 1. Should be done by March, I believe that's right, of 2019. In fact, we've got two people in Little Rock right now today. Carrie and Tiffany is trying to sell so we can get the Governor's Tourism Conference here in Jonesboro in 2020, because you have to have a whole city and all of that. So you can imagine what's going to happen when we get this thing open. So I'm really excited about that on the convention center, and I can't wait to see that.
O'Reilly Hospitality Management's project will place a 202-bed Embassy Suites Hotel, a Houlihan's restaurant, and a 40,000-square-foot convention center on the campus. A groundbreaking will take place soon. Perrin also talked about several transportation projects that involve widening of streets. A $6 million project will start this year that will widen South Caraway to 5 lanes to Fox Meadow Elementary School. Then it will go down to 3 lanes. Bids will also be let this year on a $2 million project that will widen Harrisburg Road near Central Baptist Church to 5 lanes. A $2 million project will make improvements to the intersection at Highway 49 and Parker Road to improve traffic flow. A $1 million project would be used to improve traffic at the intersection of Southwest Drive and Main and Highland Drive. And a $425,000 project would connect Bowling Lane and Hill Drive near Nettleton Elementary School. All those projects will start this year. Red turn deceleration lanes will be located at Red Wolf Boulevard and Stallings Lane, Red Wolf Boulevard and Nettleton Avenue, and wind over at Harrisburg Road. Deceleration lane projects will be complete this summer. He says over $1 million in overlays will also take place on roads this year. In Parks and Recreation, 10 baseball fields at Jomac Campbell Park will have artificial turf placed on them. A new concession stand and bathrooms will be located at Jomac Campbell and at Southside's softball complex. At Southside, there will be new lighting and 3 LED scoreboards will be placed at the facility. And during his speech, he says there are also some challenges that will be faced this year. One is how to battle the increasing drug problem in Jonesboro.
When these kids are taking drugs from people, from their parents, from their grandparents who've had surgery, and we go and get the car, we open it up, and I start looking in the car, and I know these kids' parents, or I know their grandparents, and this is what they're taking. Okay? Oxycontin. All of those things. Hydrocodone. And that is the highest uptick in our deal. It's not the marijuana. It's these things on prescription drugs. And the last census that I saw is that last year, of all the prescriptions that are written, that every one of us in Arkansas can at least have 1 or 2 pills today. Think about that. That's reality. That's what we've got to face every day in our police department. So again, that's something we're going to really work on hard, and this is the first step right here.
And he says that a street crimes unit has been formed for the Jonesboro Police Department to battle prescription drug abuse. He also says he's thankful for services like the Hub in Jonesboro that's helping to serve those who are homeless, which he says is another major issue.
In that, I can tell you that 161 of those people are homeless. And that breaks my heart. And when I'm laying in the bed at night and sitting there and watching television and doing paperwork, and I know that 161 people in this city have no place. In other words, they're homeless. The same thing with our veterans. I'll be leaving this Sunday to go to Washington, D.C., and we have 4 days already set with all of our agencies to come back, and we will be building some homes, the tiny homes, for the veterans here in Jonesboro in 2018. We will capture the money we'll capture the land, but more importantly, we'll have these homes for our veterans. It's a transitional place for them to live, and then have Beck Pride involved, which we've talked to, the Veterans Administration, and all of that.
And that's Mayor Perrin, who says over 500 people have been screened so far by the hub. And for a complete State of the City address, if you want to hear the whole thing, if you want to see it, you can go to our website at kasu.org, where it is up now. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.